Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. Right now. The time is now. Time for what? Time for another episode. This is the ABC Podcast. Romans chapter 13, verse number 11 says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." If you are a saved born-again child of God, then you know that we walk by faith and not by sight. We accept that Jesus Christ has saved us and will redeem us on that day. We have the promise of the Holy Spirit living within us. If you are not saved and you are listening today, I would encourage you to be sure that you get that settled. Don't go another day, don't go another hour without knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now, for those that are saved and do believe, I will say this, that you and I have some of the greatest news in this whole world, and that is the assurance of salvation and the knowledge that we have a home in heaven prepared for us whenever it's our time to die. So let me ask you something. With that in mind, you know that you have that greatest news that this whole world has ever known, a healing for many and a hope for the hopeless. So what are you doing with that? Let's say that you had the cure for some, at this time, uncured disease. For the illustration today, let's just say it's cancer, and you were the one that discovered it, but you don't have cancer, but you know this great discovery that nobody has ever found before, nobody has ever discovered. You're the first one, you're the only one that has knowledge of it, and you're the only one that's aware that it exists. Now, you'd have to be a very mean person not to go out and give that cure to cancer to doctors. Why? Are they going to use it? Absolutely. They're going to use it to those that actually need it. You see, you know about salvation, but what good is that going to do you? It's a one and done thing. I'm not putting down anybody's salvation, nor am I trying to get anybody to doubt it, nor am I diminishing the fact that you have that assurance. But the truth is that there are still a lot of people out there that don't know that. There are still people out there that would love to know of the things that you know. But what about us? What do? We're just too lazy sitting inside, sitting on our couch saying, "Oh, I'm good. I have heaven now. I'm good. You know, I don't have to do any more work." Imagine going back to the cancer illustration. Let's say that that was the case and you had the cure for cancer and you had cancer and you were able to cure yourself of it. And you just one day said, "Oh, I'm completely 100% free of cancer. I guess I'm good now. I don't have to share this cure with anybody else." You'd say, "What kind of a horrible person are you? So many other people out there could use that same thing." And yet, what do we as Christians do? We have this great news for everybody. All the world could use it. Everybody in the world needs it. And you're just going to sit inside and hide it to yourself, being like, "Okay, I'm all right, so I guess my job here is done." Christ has something else to say about that. I'm going to say also that I have nothing against lifestyle evangelism, but it is not a substitute, nor is it a fulfillment of the Great Commission in and of itself. For you see, especially in today's world, people are far too concerned with their own self-image to be noticing you. They're too worried about what other people think about them. They're too worried about how they're going to make it out in this world, excuse me. They're too busy with their own problems that they're not going to notice you. They're not going to say, "Oh, maybe he's got the hope. Maybe he's got the hope," to every single person in this world. And Lord knows how many of them aren't saved that don't even have this hope. What are you going to do with it? Lifestyle evangelism? What are you going to do? Wait for somebody to walk up to you one day and say, "Hey, do you have the cure for cancer?" I don't think so. It's up to you to get that news spread, to get it put abroad, to make it known. Also, I will say that the problems of the world arising, the need for the Great Commission, the need for the gospel is greater than it was ever before, and it's only growing every day. You see, to say that the world's population is diminishing would be foolish. Quite the opposite, actually. The world is growing in size and in numbers every single day that we see around us. So with that in mind, the gospel is even more needed now than ever before. The need is great and grows every day. It gets greater every single day. What are you going to do about that? Do you think that just because the need's going to get great means that people are going to be self-motivated to go out and share the gospel? You say, "Well, other people can save the world." You don't worry about other people. You worry about yourself. You worry about getting yourself out there. And, well, when I say get yourself out there, that may seem like a selfish thing to say, but it's not for your glory. It's not for your honor. It's for the glory and honor of God that you need to be going out there and sharing this gospel and to save other people. You're not the one doing the saving, but you're going to be the one that points them to the one that can save them. Wake up, Christian. There's a lot of Christians out there. There's a lot of good Christians out there, no doubt, even that are listening to this podcast. I don't doubt that one bit. There's just one problem. They're asleep. We saw in that verse, and I'll read it again for you, Romans 13, verse 11, if you want to go look it up yourself, just to prove to you that I'm not lying. I do encourage anybody that wants to know, that has a doubt in their mind, that what I'm saying to them is false about the Bible, that you go look it up yourself. I use the King James Version Bible, just for your reference point. I find it to be the most accurate. But here's what it says. Go look it up if you want to. In fact, I encourage you to go do so, even if you hear me read it, just so that way it just sinks in better whenever you're able to absorb it for yourself, rather than being spoon-fed by just somebody else reading it. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The Lord says, look, every day you're getting closer to the time that you're going to die. That's just common sense. One day you're going to die, and every day, that's a day that you're not going to get back. God can't give you the gift of time here on this earth. Now, of course, as Christians, we know that we'll live eternally with Him, where time won't be a boundary to us, as it is here on this earth. But as far as we're on this earth, there's going to be a great need that just gets greater every single day, and our time's not getting any longer. So it's time to wake up. There's a lot of good Christians out there, like I said before, but they're asleep. They're sleeping. They're not getting anything done for Christ. I have told some of my friends that right now in the world, as a Christian especially, you need to know what you believe and why you believe it. Why is that? Because everybody that comes and attacks you, that tries to throw you down, is going to know why they believe what they believe, even if by our standards it's wrong. Even if it is wrong, they're not dumb. They're going to know what they're talking about. And so many times we just go along with something that's in the Christian faith, in a belief of what's right and wrong, just because, and we do it just because our parents or our pastor or somebody told us to do it. But one day, guess what? Mommy, daddy, and preacher man are not going to be around. Then what? Ground yourself in the faith. Get rooted in God's word. If your roots aren't good, then how will you be able to produce fruit? How do you expect to do that? I encourage you to search the Bible and find the verse for a belief you have. If you have a belief and you say, I wonder where that's at in the Bible, go to the Bible app. Go search up the words that are in that verse. Go search up the principle. Go find it for yourself. Go study the Bible and prove it to be true. Prove your standards true and not just something that you think is right. Get yourself grounded in the faith. And also vice versa. When you read the Bible, you say, hey, there's something that God commands that I didn't know about before. Maybe I should apply this to my life. You should definitely go ahead and consider that and apply it to your life in whatever ways you can. It takes discernment to read God's word and to put it into practical use in your own life. And that's how the Bible becomes living, is when you live it. The Bible isn't going to get up, grow legs, and breathe and say, come read me. That'd be a little creepy, but besides that, it's not going to happen. That's not why it's called the living word. It lives when it goes and becomes a part of you. You have to be the one to go find that, though. Also, if you can't find it in the Bible, then go to your pastor. Go to a godly parent or an authority member or somebody in your church, a deacon. Go ask them. Find out why they believe it. Why and where in the Bible that they can show you where in the Bible that belief is listed, where they can find it, why they believe it. And I guarantee you, if there's any good pastor or deacon or church leader, any good godly parent, they're going to want to help you. I'll even drop my email down in the description. If nothing else, ask me. But get it. Get that belief system down. Know why you believe it. Because there's going to be one day where you just ask yourself, why do I even do this? Why am I doing this? I'm out on my own. There's nothing. There's no reason. There's no motivation for me to do it. And right now, there's going to come a time where it's going to seem really inconvenient for you. You got to know why you believe it and what you believe it, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to succeed in the Christian life truly, especially in the world we are living in today. Get it figured out. Do whatever you can to get it figured out. So we know that God wants us to awake out of sleep, and it's time for many Christians to wake up. We all sleeping, we all punching the snooze button. He says, hey, it's time to get up, time to get out of bed. What else does he want us to do? I mean, I personally, you can have your alarm set. I have to set mine across the room on my iPod. I have to set an alarm across the room so I get up and go to it. So I am actually walking to it in order to turn it off, and that'll help me help shake myself up, wake myself up. So you can sit there and you can stare at that alarm all day. You can turn it off and whatever. You can sit there in the chair and be wide awake. But if you never go out and do anything about with your Christianity, that's not going to do you any good either. So what does he say to do after we have woken up? Well, now that we know that we need to wake up and what we need to do, because trust me, we know what's right and wrong, and we know what right we're not doing. We know exactly what we're not doing that's right, okay? We know exactly what we're supposed to do. But he gives us a little bit further illustration, excuse me, instruction throughout the rest of the chapter, verses 12 through 14 of, once again, Romans 13. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness. I'm going to go ahead and leave that as is. I'm recording this in July of 2020, if you're listening later than that. So you know exactly what I'm getting at here if you're listening to it currently, but I'm going to leave that as is. Not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. If you know anything about Christianity, you're going to know this. You're going to know that every day there's a spiritual battle. You're going to know every day that there's a war that goes on. It's going to be a, excuse me. There's going to be a war every day between the flesh and Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. Bible says we are to wake up, and we are to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, just like put on clothes, put it on. How do you do that? You get close to God. You read His Word. You get in His Word every day. You pray to Him. You speak to Him, and let Him speak to you. That's the only way you're going to get close to God. And I guarantee you, it'll be effective. My days go so much better whenever I do my Bible reading and I get something good out of it. It just seems to form my whole day. Now, I can't obviously speak and say that this is the exact way your life's going to go if you read the Bible, but there's going to be an improvement. So many times we just don't want to do the right thing. It's that simple. We don't want to do wrong necessarily, but we're too lazy to do right and make a lousy excuse why we're not doing it or why we're not doing it right now. Listener, I'm about done, but let me finish with a quote. You've probably heard this one before, and to some it's cliche, but it says, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." You see, I've read recently, actually, I read a statement that says the devil is much more after good doers, people that are doing good, than people that are just being good. You see, you can be good at all in your little bubble all day long, but until you go out and do your good works and do go spread it, which I'm not saying that that has anything to do with salvation. Doing good works has nothing to do with your salvation. Your salvation has everything to do with what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross, okay? But as a result of your faith and your belief in Jesus Christ, if you're really a Christian, then you need to be acting like one, because that faith is going to produce work. That faith is going to produce works. It's just an indication of your faith is the good works that you do. It doesn't assure your faith. It doesn't complete your faith in any way. It just indicates your faith. It shows outwardly that you do have the faith legitimately and believe it. So, and you can read up in the book of James about that. Go read the book of James. I know I'm taking from Romans today, but the book of James talks about this some, and it is a really good book. Would really encourage you to go read it. But the thing is, though, that the devil is more after, like I said before, the devil is more worried about attacking those that are doing good than those that are being good. And God commands us to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer. So what are you doing? Answer that. Not, okay. Obviously, I can't hear you. But answer that honestly to yourself. Be honest. You know where you're at. God knows where you're at. So be honest. You don't have to tell nobody. But just do a little self-evaluation. What are you doing? Are you doing good? Does your works indicate that you're a Christian? Is that so? Or is it the alternative? If it's the alternative, guess what? You have a chance to fix it. You say, I have a chance to fix it. Yes, you get a new chance every day. God's mercies are new every morning. Go ahead and fix that. As humans, we know what is right and wrong. And like I said before, the only thing that a lot of times the only thing that just keeps us from doing right is just our own laziness. But the thing is that whenever the right people, the people that are doing right and want to do right, just sit around and do nothing, they don't do right. They don't do wrong, but they're not doing right either. When they just sit around and don't do it, then guess what? That's all it takes for evil men to overcome. What are you going to do? Christians are facing extinction. Coming up on a time where it's not popular to be a Christian. It's not bad to be a Christian. The world does not change whether it's good or bad to be a Christian. But it is very rare to find a good, a really good, deep in God's word, Christian. We're sinful. I understand we're sinful people. But there are some Christians out there that want to do good. What are you going to do? You going to be a good Christian that goes out? Are you going to be a good doer or a good beer? Good beer. That doesn't sound right. Are you going to be good or are you going to do good? Go out and do good. Do good says, I have faith and I'm willing to stand for it. Because if we're not willing to stand for our faith, we're not really willing to stand for our Lord, guess what? We're going to be facing extinction pretty soon. Take action. As humans, we know what's right and wrong, but until we take action in doing the right and hindering the wrong, we have lost. Do you want to win or lose? Almighty God is on your side. You cannot lose, but he will fight with you, but he won't fight for you. It is time. It truly is time. Time to stand. No more waiting. The time is now. Listener, I appreciate you listening to this episode. I know at the end there I was starting to ramble a little bit, and I will admit it. But if you did enjoy it and you would like to hear more of this, then go ahead and hit the subscribe button to stay up to date with the latest episodes. Also, to spread the word, if you would like to spread the word and get it out, go ahead and share this with a friend that you think might enjoy it. Also, tap 5 stars to rate it. I would appreciate that greatly. Other than that, I hope that you do have a great day. God bless you.